In the name of Allah, may peace and salutations be upon the Prophet and upon his family and followers. To proceed, Hadith number 24, on the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, O my servants, I have forbidden oppression for myself, and I have made it forbidden amongst you, so do not oppress one another. O my servants, all of you are astray, except those whom I have guided. So seek guidance from me, and I shall guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry except for those whom I have fed. So seek food from me, and I shall feed you. O my servants, all of you are naked except those whom I have clothed. So seek clothing from me, and I shall clothe you. O my servants, you commit sins by day and night, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness from me, and I shall forgive you. O my servants, you will not attain harming me so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefiting me so as to benefit me. O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you, and the humans of you and the jinn of you, were all as pious as the most pious heart of any individual amongst you, then this would not increase my kingdom an iota. O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you, the humans of you and the jinn of you, were all as wicked as the most wicked heart of any individual amongst you, this would not decrease my kingdom an iota. O my servants, if the first of you and the last of you, and the humans of you and the jinn of you, were to all stand together in one place and ask of me, and I were to give everyone what they requested, then that would not decrease what I possess, except what is decreased of the ocean when a needle is dipped into it. O my servants, it is but your deeds that I count for you, and then recompense you for. So whosoever finds good, let them praise Allah, and whosoever finds other than that, let them blame none but themselves. Reported by Imam Muslim. This is a great hadith which carries lots of benefits and lots of extensive meanings for us to reflect on. And as is the case with this series, we'll touch upon a few of those areas that Sheikh Mohammed ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen has highlighted in his notes on this Arba'in al-Nawawiyyah, this 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi. So, this is a hadith, first and foremost, this is a hadith where the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, related something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So this is what is termed in the methodology of a hadith and the mustalah, or the terminology of a hadith, more than the methodology, as the hadith al-Qudsi, or the hadith al-Qudusi. And some of them call it the hadith al-Ilahi, the hadith that is, I suppose you could translate it, the hadith that is holy. And this is a terminology that means that the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, reports that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said something. So in this hadith, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made oppression forbidden for himself. So he does not oppress anyone, an iota, anything at all. And he has made it haram, he's made it impermissible amongst the people to commit oppression upon one another. And that was emphasized by his statement, peace and blessings be upon him, and Allah's statement, so do not oppress. O my slaves, all of you are misguided except those who I've guided, so seek my guidance and I will guide you. So the norm for the slaves of Allah is that all of them are guided in terms of their knowledge, in terms of their action, except for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. And when we realize this, we see the importance of seeking guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So seek my guidance and I will guide you, i.e. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide people in a complete sense. And this guidance is a guidance of knowledge and a guidance of being successful in terms of carrying out that knowledge. O my slaves, all of you are hungry except those whom I have fed, so seek food from me and I'll feed you. This is like the sentence that came before it, as relates to guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that rizq, sustenance and food should be sought after from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We sought from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, all of you are naked except for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clothed. So in a material sense, your provisions are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O my slaves, all of you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all the sins, so seek my forgiveness and I will forgive you. This is like the statement of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, in the authentic hadith, all of the sons of Adam make mistakes, and the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent. And this is the importance of the repentance from making sins, because it is something that is inevitable and will happen, and it might carry on happening, but what we are ordered to do is to make lots and lots of tawbah, lots and lots of repentance. O my slaves, indeed you will never reach an extent to harm me so as to harm me, and you will never be able to benefit me so as to benefit me. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is over and above, He is rich and not in need of any of His creation. And if the entire of the people of the dunya, the people of the world, were to disbelieve, that doesn't harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. And on the other side, if we were all to believe, it wouldn't benefit Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is over and above being benefited or harmed from His creation, or from any types of His creation. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you, the mankind of you and the jinn of you, were upon the most pious heart of any individual from you, that would not increase what is within my dominion anything, because the obedience of the person who is obedient, it benefits that person in a whole sense. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't benefit Him that we pray to Him, or it doesn't increase His dominion or that which is with Him. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you were upon the worst, so the same thing, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is high and above and over being in need or being able to be impacted upon by us and our actions. And the next statement, it shows the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of His generosity, and it highlights the extensiveness of that which is with Him, because were He to give each and every single person, from the first of the humans and the last, and then of the jinn, that's a tremendous statement. Imagine all of the people in the world. That's an incredible number. And now imagine that multiplied by all of the people who have existed since Adam until now. And that wouldn't decrease that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that which the ocean decreases when a needle is put in. And the Sheikh said that this is because this example has been given because in reality, the needle, when it's put in the ocean and it's taken out, that doesn't actually decrease it. So this is the case here. So Allah Azza wa Jal, His mulk, or His dominion, it doesn't increase. And the last part is the statement that it's your deeds that I account you for and then recompense you for. So whosoever finds good, let them praise Allah, and whosoever finds other than that, then let them blame none but themselves. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives a reward of a good action 10 times to 700 times. And we're now in the period of fasting. And in this period, the deeds are multiplied. May Allah accept our deeds and enable us to be more productive and give us hidayah, guidance, and give us the success that our deeds are accepted. So whosoever comes with these deeds, or whosoever does good actions, then they will find good, and then they should praise Allah. And whosoever finds other than that, then it is due to their own selves and that which they have brought forward. And this is just a brief explanation of the paragraphs And we'll put the benefits of the hadith in the exercises, inshallah ta'ala. May peace and blessings and salutations be upon our last prophet and upon his family and companions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.